It's exactly 62 days before 12th August. Campaigns are underway. Everybody has hit the ground running. And we are observing and seeing what's happening as Zambia draws close to 12th August, which will be the day for the general election. So this is Race to 12th August, and I'm your host, DJ Keep Classic Zambia. On this podcast, I host different people that come and sit down, and we discuss various issues pertaining our electoral process, how the campaigns are going, and I interview candidates, people that have actually filed and are participating in these elections. And I'm excited to say that on Monday, we'll be having Mr. Portis Chanda. So Mr. Portis Chanda is contesting for Member of Parliament for own constituency on the PACT ticket. So PACT is People's Alliance for Change. Is contesting that seat. So he will be joining us on Monday's edition of Race 12th August. And we've got a large number of other political candidates that will be coming to join us as we propound more on what's going on in these elections. This is unlike any other election campaign that we've undergone as a country. There's COVID-19. COVID-19 has just messed up everything. It's been over a year since the pandemic broke out, and its impacts are still being felt. And I think they'll be felt many years to come, but we have to adapt and life has to continue. So as we've seen what is being termed as the third wave, the numbers are spiking, the death rate is going up in our country. So it's just wise that we do not conduct elections as usual like we used to do in the past. So rallies have been cancelled and people have to do roadshows, and roadshows take which stuff here. There's a timetable that the ECZ has sat down with the various political parties and have come together and made a timetable that everybody gets equal time to go and have their message heard by the people in the communities. So in long constituents, all the candidates are on the ground. When you go through town and you go through the other like townships, you can find the stickers, you can find people wearing the regalia, you can see the stickers, you can hear the vans driving around towns and townships playing messages from the various political parties. And that is healthy. That is what we need. And it can be reported that there has been very, very little cases of electoral violence. And we thank the police for maintaining order and for the various political players for being tolerant to people that do not exactly share their views. Ours is to be a platform that is neutral, and we're coming to all the views. What we want and what the goal of this platform is to ensure that we give a platform where candidates can come and sell themselves, tell the people what they want to do, and the people can have a chance to meet the candidates. Since there are no rallies, this could be a more effective way of meeting the people that are asking for votes from the electorate, you and I, the people that are registered to vote. Those are the questions that I ask the candidates when I meet them and we sit down. What are they going to do for the people? What makes them the right candidate? Finish what planning, depending on where the candidate is coming from, we ask them questions that are relevant to where they are coming from. And they tell us what they're going to be doing. Tell me, we talk, we get in depth into that. Because these elections are important. The people we elect, we should elect people that we know, so that once we give them the mandate that we are shining. In the past, we've seen where people complain, it's because maybe you don't know the people you elect. So this time around, this platform will give you a chance to like get to meet the candidates, know them. This is their platform, this is their manifesto. So that if they do not deliver, you can use these records to say, during campaign, you said this is a record. We're going to keep these files. You can get this on AfroZam Radio, on Rwanda Radio. You can get this on all streaming platforms, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Radio Republic. So this is in public domain. This show is in public domain. And the views that will be shared on this show will be in public domain. So share this episode with the people. Share it on social media. Tell the candidate that you know that there is this platform. They can reach out. They can call. The number is always in the description. Wherever you're listening to this, from on whichever platform, the number is in the description, the email address is in the description. Call us, let's arrange this, let's record it, film it, put it on YouTube, and let the people know. Let this be an interactive forum where people can know who the candidates are. That's why we are producing this series. So this will go on until 12th August. We're going to be dropping an episode every day, Uruchero. Now for my episode, Daniel. Discuss what was happening yesterday. If there is anything newsworthy on social media, we'll discuss it here on Race 12th August. So it will cover Ron and Wanshah constituency and every other constituency on the Cobra Belt and the nation at large. And hopefully, it would be great if we had a presidential candidate stop over, even just for 5 minutes, to come and talk to me, and we get to have an insight in what they're doing. So remember, on Monday, we're having Mr. Patrice Chanda, who is the candidate running for Member of Parliament under the People's Alliance for Change Party for Ron constituency. So you should make sure that you save the date, tune in, tell a friend that we'll be having that, so that you come and hear what he has to say, what the pact has to say, what type of man Mr. Patrice Chanda is, and what he wants to do for the people of Ron. It's going to be great. It's a great interview. I'm excited about it. Can't wait. So this has been today's edition of Race to 12th August. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Share this when you see it on social media. And until tomorrow, have a blessed day. Remember, it's one Zambia, one nation. Let's be tolerant and let's make wise decisions this electoral season. Let's make sure that we vet the people we want to give power to govern us. Let's make sure that we vote for the right people. So this is a platform where we're going to meet such people. Until tomorrow, have a blessed day.